Shows and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music of the American master singer-songwriter, the West Coast musician, David Crosby. the beautiful, haunting sound of the songs of David Crosby. That song is from the 1969 debut album by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. The song is called Guinevere. So David Crosby's birthday is coming right up. His birthday is August 14th. That means that this year he's going to be 71 years old. And one of the things that always intrigues me is the lifetime story behind a singer-songwriter and how do they maintain that creativity through their life? What's their story? David Crosby has a magical story for me. You know, when you see pictures of him now, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash are doing a huge summer tour, 2012 summer. They're practically in every state in the United States this summer if you have a chance to see them. And when you see David Crosby, his hair is long and white, and he reminds me nothing more than a wizard out of the Harry Potter movies, or maybe from Lord of the Rings. He looks like a wizard of music when you see him. He's a masterful songwriter. He was born in Los Angeles, California, and was raised in Santa Barbara. And his older brother, Ethan, was the one that taught him how to play the guitar. And David and his brother, Ethan, formed a little folk singing duo called Ethan and David. And he moved to Greenwich Village. You know, he drops out of Santa Barbara City College, and they move to Greenwich Village, David Crosby and his brother Ethan. They join a band called Les Baxter's Balladeers. And one of his early mentors was Fred Neil on the scene down in Greenwich Village. David Crosby cut his very first solo recordings in 1963 when he's 22 years old. So he starts out with his brother, and he forms a band with Jim McGuinn. He's one of the founding members of the Byrds. The Byrds have a really big career in the middle of the 60s, and they're known for incorporating folk music with rock and roll to come up with the sound of folk rock. You know, they record Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man, and they're having a pretty big success, but there's a lot of conflict going on about what they're trying to do musically. In June of 67, the Byrds are playing the Monterey Pop Festival, and David Crosby has a very strong political point of view, and he's not afraid to express himself. That's one of the gifts that he has as an artist and as a songwriter. And he's on stage, and in between the Bird songs, he's starting to make a lot of political comments, and they get a little angry at him. And then to further aggravate the situation, the very next night, Buffalo Springfield is supposed to play, and Neil Young is sick. And Stephen Stills invites David Crosby to play with Buffalo Springfield. Well, that just like was ignited the situation. And before you know it, he was fired from the band. All right. What does he do in the meantime? He's floating around there. He meets Joni Mitchell down in Coconut Grove in Florida. He brings her back to California, gets her first recording contract, and produces Joni Mitchell's first album. He teaches her how to tune her guitar in alternative tunings and helps develop her unique signature style. This is all before Crosby, Stills, and Nash released the album that we just heard in 1969. And it's a huge hit. It's a huge hit. Stephen Stills is responsible for most of the instrumental work on that album. And the other three, Stills, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, they are singing in that beautiful three-part harmony. They released their second album called Deja Vu when Neil Young joins the band at the insistence that his name is added to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And David Crosby writes the title tune for that album called Deja Vu, released in 1970. We're going to hear a live recording of that song later in the program. So that's the very second album with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And that year is a very challenging year for David Crosby. His girlfriend, Christine, dies in a car accident. It really throws him for a loop. But he continues to be creative, and he writes the title track for Deja Vu and another song, Almost Cut My Hair. That year, 1970, every single person in that band releases a solo album on their way to an international career. And David Crosby's solo album released in 1971 is called If I Could Only Remember My Name. We're going to be listening to two tracks from that album right now. And the amazing thing about this album is it's almost like a snapshot of the musical community in California, in Los Angeles at that time. We're going to hear a song called Cowboy Movie. It's a long song, and it's a unique style that David Crosby has. It's a Western story. It's a very long narrative, and it's got the attitude. It's got this kind of outlaw, cowboy outlaw attitude, which seems to be captures the essence of the personality, the way that David Crosby actually lived his life. It wasn't just a story. It's an amazing attitude, followed by a song called Laughing, which has some beautiful vocals. You'll hear Joni Mitchell singing in that song. Ethan Crosby appears on the album. Of course, his bandmates Neil Young and Graham Nash appear on his album from the Jefferson Starship, Paul Kantner and Grace Slick, Jerry Garcia from the Dead, Jack Cassidy from the Starship, Bill Kreutzmann from the Dead. I mean, Joni Mitchell, David Geffen's involved in the album. It's a pretty amazing album. So let's listen to these two tracks. David Crosby, his very first solo album is called If I Could Only Remember My Name, released on the Atlantic label in 1971. First Cowboy Movie, then Laughing. David Crosby.
We were riding back to our camp. We were feeling terrified. The air was clear and slightly damp. Celebrate the ride of the train. We were talking kind of lonely, about not having to go out soon again. Heard a heart cry out in the night. Now you know that's a signal from young Billy, who's off central. Yeah, something here ain't exactly right. What's your name, sweet little Indian girl?
getting kind of old and weird now. You better get your 12 gauge or shut your mouth.
Met a man who said
David Crosby, 1971, his very first solo album, If I Could Only Remember My Name. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And I just want to thank you so much. We reached our goal in our recent pledge drive. We reached our goal of $45,000. We are listener-supported radio, and we're very grateful to all of you who pledged by phone, by mail, and online. And WJFF's voice will stay strong, clear, and commercial-free because of your support. Thank you so much. So David Crosby's very first solo album, If I Could Only Remember My Name, you know, that's such an evocative title. And to me, it speaks of somebody who is lost in a cloud of sensual experience, of drugs and of music, and just being so swept up in their life that they get so confused that they can't even remember who they are. You know, it's like you've been up for 3 days and you're in that place where you're not, you know, you don't even know who you are anymore. And it expresses the double-sided sword of being an artist, of being a singer-songwriter, and you've got the passion, you've got the inspiration, and then you've got the work, and you've got the discipline. And it's fascinating for me to see how those things play out in David Crosby's life and in his music. I don't know about you, but I've been watching the Olympics like crazy. I'm so enamored by the American gymnasts, those five women, and that the 16-year-old Gabby, who won the gold medal for the all-around gymnastics. You know, the type of work and discipline that she's had to do every day for a couple of years, which is a big percentage of her whole lifetime. And then to see how it's her spirit, it's her passion, it's her inspiration that shines through all of that work and all of that detail and all of that precision that allows her personal passion and her personal uniqueness to shine through. And you don't want that passion without that discipline. And so how does that play out in David Crosby's life? Well, you know, one of the most gifted musicians, it's like the music comes to him from another world. There's such hypnotic lyricism to his music. And he's inspired. And he became completely out of balance after this solo album in the 70s. He gets sucked into a life of you know, that political edge that he feels. He gets just really, he goes over the edge with the outlaw cowboy persona. So he's got a lot of problems in the 70s, and he keeps getting sucked into drug addiction. In 1982, he drives his car into a concrete freeway divider. And when they extract him from the wreck, they find cocaine and a .45 automatic gun. So he gets a few more arrests for drug offenses, for heroin, cocaine, pot, codeine, all this stuff. And he walks away from his rehabilitation, so they order him to the Texas State Prison in Huntsville in 1985. So that's obviously a low point for David Crosby. And when he comes out from jail, he's got no money, no home, no career, nothing. Neil Young had told David Crosby, you know, that if you ever get clean up, if you ever clean up your act, I'll record with you again. So there's an interview with David Crosby in 2003 where he talks about some of this. And he talks about what happened. And here's a quote from David Crosby. 1985, when I went into jail, I was in debt for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I had not 1 cent to my name. I failed on making my mortgage. I couldn't pay the rent. I lost everything. When I came out of jail, a friend of mine loaned me his car. My sweetheart, who became my wife, and I lived in his spare bedroom, and I wore his old clothes. I didn't have a dime. But I worked. I worked. Luckily, I have a job. My partners came to me and said, "Wow, look at this. You didn't die. That's fantastic. Let's try working." They were very kind and went back to work with me. I rapidly regained my ability to work and do good work, and they were off and running. So in 1988, his band members came in and they recorded an album called American Dream. It wasn't very commercially successful, but it marked a return to a balance in David Crosby's life. And the idea that he's referring to his songwriting and his career as work, it's like he doesn't even realize that he's expressing it that way. But when you approach your art, you approach it as work, as a job to be done. Somehow there's a balance between the passion and the discipline, and he finds that because he has such a gift. We're going to hear a song from that 1988 album after he'd gotten out of jail. This was the first things that he's recorded. This is a song that David Crosby wrote and his friend Neil Young is playing harmonica. And the song is called Compass. And I just wanted to read the lyrics to you if you'd never heard it before. Here's the lyrics from David Crosby's song Compass. I have wasted 10 years in a blindfold, tenfold more than I've invested in sight. I've traveled beveled mirrors in a fly crawl, losing the reflection of a light. But like a compass seeking north, there lives in me a still pure spirit part. Clouds of doubt are cut asunder by the lightning and the thunder shining from the compass of my heart. David Crosby.
In a blindfold, tenfold more than I've invested. Now in sight, I have traveled beveled mirrors in a fly crawl, losing the reflection of a fight. But like a compass seeking north, there lives in me a still sure spirit part. Clouds of doubt are cut asunder. The compass of my heart. I have pawned the frantic flight of the bat wing. have seized death's door handle like a fish out of the water. But like a compass seeking north, there lives in me a still, sure spirit power. Clouds of doubt are cut asunder by the lightning and the thunder shining from the compass of my heart.
American Dream, 1988, that David Crosby song, Compass, with Neil Young on harmonica. So David Crosby regains his balance. And he's such an inspired musician. There's something intangible about his style when you hear it. It's got a ringy, meditative, hypnotic sound to it, a very lyrical, beautiful way that it's so sincere. It's so authentic when he sings. He comes back very strong from his recovery on the 1988 album American Dream with his friends Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He does his second solo album right after that, Oh Yes I Can. And you get the inference from the title of that in 1989. A few years later, in 1993, he does two more solo albums. The first one is a studio album called A Thousand Roads. And then he also, that same year, releases a live album that's just amazing. And this 1993 live album we're about to hear, it's called It's All Coming Back to Me Now. It's All Coming Back to Me Now. I mean, what a perfect balance. It's like a bookends. If I could only remember my name, and then it's all coming back to me now. You get the idea. This is a wonderful album. This is 22 years later from If I Could Only Remember My Name. We're about to listen to two tracks, In My Dreams and Rusty and Blue. And it's interesting, there's a man playing acoustic and electric guitar on this album, Jeff Pivar. And a few years after this recording, Crosby forms a band with Jeff Pivar and Crosby's son Raymond, and they call it CPR. They're together from 97 through 2004. But first we're going to hear from 1993 on this live album, It's All Coming Back to Me Now. And Jeff Pivar is playing the electric guitar, and it's very much a digital delay sound like Pat Metheny. He sounds very much like Pat Metheny. Let's listen to David Crosby live. 1993, In My Dreams.
Hello. Thanks for coming. You ready?
Look at those dancers gliding around. Seems as if their feet don't hardly touch the ground. Look at them smiling like they knew one another, and they never would come down. Turn around and hold. See you. like to meet you. Who do you see? Introduce yourself to whichever of me is nearby. Close behind your eyes, you're laughing at me, and I'm stuck here with no instruction that I can't see to steer by. Stick around, it's tricky ground. Of this bunch, who will steer, turning to see your face alone. I'm hoping that someone
Rusty and Blue. How can I sweep these words into a cluster, put them in a pile like feathers on your floor. Voyages in the sea forest, deep blue and rusty. Sew them in a satchel and leave them at your door. There's a man on the corner, he's got the moon in his eye. He just comes here to visit, and he wears a disguise. And I wonder if he's looking for friends or for truth. I think he's calling for someone in that telephone booth. And the smiling woman answers. She defeats fear with her eyes. She thinks life's fine, so I think she's wise. And my heart wants to give her a gift so grand.
that it will speak for me and tell her just where I stand. And I stand on a pillar and it's melting like ice. Of years that I live, some I live twice. And I have all these feathers and leaves on my floor that I don't want just blowing around loose anymore. And I feel a need to gather, to rummage and fetch, to shake out my life. To the surface, give them to you, gifts from the sea floor, rusty and blue.
Thank you. Love doing that new stuff.
David Crosby.
I got some more guys I want you to meet.
It's all coming back to me now. His live solo album from 1993. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF. So, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. You know, a lifetime of work together, and they're on tour, actually, this summer, 2012 summer tour. Last year in 2011, David Crosby took out on his first solo tour in many years. So I thought it'd be really nice. I got to see Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young here in our area back in 2006 when they did their Freedom of Speech tour. And I wanted to listen to that live recording from that concert in 2006, a David Crosby song. I mentioned it earlier. The song is called Deja Vu, and it was the title track from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young's album in 1970. This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash live in 2006 singing David Crosby's Deja Vu. ¶¶
I had ever been it before, and we probably know just what to do.
Don't you?
If I had ever been it before, now they're trying to run away, and I would probably know just how to deal
with all of you.
What's going on?